This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 27th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today in Israel, the skies are mostly clear with a gentle breeze. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant day for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem is seeing mild temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities. Meanwhile, in Haifa, it's a bit cooler, but still comfortable for evening plans. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has launched strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. This follows an overnight drone attack on Israeli troops. That's from JNS in earlier reporting. Also, the IDF initiated a wave of strikes in southern Lebanon after Hezbollah launched drones. Lebanese media confirmed these strikes. Walla reported this earlier this hour. Also this hour, Hezbollah launched attack drones at IDF forces in southern Lebanon. Israel retaliated with strikes. YNET provided this report from earlier today. Separately, California may become the first state to list Jewish as an ethnicity. The Assembly has a deadline of August 31st to pass this proposal. JTA reported this just in. And finally, a second Reform synagogue in Israel has had its windows broken. This incident occurred in Ramat Hasharon. Forward shared this from earlier today. From X, the latest. Gideon Sa'ar announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. This decision follows new Dutch trade restrictions. Sa'ar posted this earlier today. Balaz News also reports that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave. The move follows Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli settlements. They noted this earlier today. Hen Mazig shared that Hakeem Jeffries condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism. He called him out on CNN for his remarks. This came out earlier today. Let's go deeper. The IDF strikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon are a direct response to drone attacks. The drones targeted Israeli troops on the Ali al-Tahrir Ridge. The IDF's retaliation underscores the ongoing tension in the region. According to JNS, the strikes aim to deter further provocations from Hezbollah. This escalation highlights the fragile security situation at the border. Turning to California's legislation, the proposal to list Jewish as an ethnicity comes amid growing calls for better representation. If passed, it could set a precedent for other states. The Jewish community sees this as a potential recognition of their cultural identity. JTA reports that the Assembly has until the end of the month to decide. This development could influence how ethnicities are categorized across the United States. Meanwhile, the vandalism at the Reform Synagogue in Ramat Hasharon raises concerns about rising intolerance. This marks the second such incident in under 2 weeks. Community leaders are urging authorities to enhance security measures. Forward notes that this trend is troubling for religious harmony in the area. On the economic front, Oak Security is adapting to industry changes by automating its operations. This move aims to stay competitive, as reported by Kitek earlier today. Separately, Vitania has acquired Benny Landa's share in a Nes Ziona project. The building now leased to Elbit Systems was initially for Landa's company. Globes shared this update earlier this hour. And finally, ahead of Rosh Hashanah, authorities found 1.2 tons of unsafe meat at a northern butcher shop. This highlights issues in food safety during high-demand seasons. Israel Hayom Business reported this earlier today. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.